I'm sure you're aware that there's a rumor that you have a burner Twitter account or tweeting out things. Is that your account? I mean, have you heard of that?
Well, there's that. Does Matt Canada really have a burner account? Well, he put it to bed, said no. I don't really think that he does. I think it's either somebody in the Canada camp. It'd be odd if it's his agent. That'd be fascinating. Or maybe just, you know, somebody that wants to stick up for Matt Canada. My thought, honestly, my true opinion on this, is that this is a Steelers fan that has made up this burner account and is pretending to be Matt Canada defending himself. Where, you know, you could imagine on a Friday night, you and the boys are just hanging out. I wouldn't be surprised if this is just some random college student who, in the middle of regular conversation on a Friday, Saturday night with your boys hanging out, hey, what do you think about making a random Matt Canada burner account? Pretending like it's somebody supporting Matt Canada, because there's like nobody out there doing it other than the people inside the organization. And oh, maybe we'll pick up some headlines for it. Maybe it'll make some waves. Now, could it have been this attractive? Maybe not, but I think that that's more likely. The whole email thing was disputed. It was not the correct email address that the Steelers utilize. Where people were saying, oh, this is Matt Canada's burner, easily, at Steelers.com. No, it's not. But, you know, part of the reason why all this attention is on Matt Canada is the offense and CBS, the conversation with Canada, where Matt Canada basically said that, at least according to CBS, that the offense is not built to come back when they're trailing. Well, Matt Canada talked about it on Thursday, and here's what he had to say.
That is an unbelievable misinterpretation of a conversation, so I'm going to take a real nice time here and explain what that was. Pre-game, we talked to those crews, talk about what's going to happen.
All right, I first want to say that Matt Canada's fired up. How often do we hear Matt Canada fired up? I mean, we don't. He's been very stale. He's like those stale chips you eat that are 4 months expired. Where, you know, you get coach speak and you don't really get anything colorful and creative. But for whatever reason this week, it felt like Matt Canada was very eager to speak. He wanted to talk. He wanted to defend himself.
We try to give him information. The conversation was why we ran more runs and play action against the Raiders versus the opening game. As you guys all know, the start of that 49er game didn't go the way we planned. Really didn't do anything until we had the 95-yard, two-minute drive. We're down 20-7. You're down two scores. Come back. They score. We had a decent drive there, moving a little bit. Deontay got hurt, as you recall, got down there, got stalled, got a stop, came back again. And the conversation was at that point, I think it was probably 3 minutes and 15 seconds ballpark when we got stopped. At that point, we're down three scores with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the third. Three scores. You're not going to stick to your running plan and the plan of running play action when you're down three scores. All we care about here is winning. The conversation was at that point, the plan wasn't built to do that then. You had to go. Obviously, I believe we were going to win till the end. I kept throwing it to the point of, you know, we certainly, our linemen had to do, 46 dropbacks? Kenny had to do that. At no point was that conversation meant in that regard. I certainly believe he knew that. Obviously, he was taken wrong, if not, but of all the things we want to talk about and say, at no point do I doubt our players, doubt where we are, doubt we can come back. No doubts. I was literally saying any football person would tell you, you're down three scores with, 18 minutes to go. You got to start going faster. You got to start being in a two-minute mode. You have to score more points. That's how that came out. Certainly, everybody on the offense is well aware of that.
Yeah, well, Matt, you've talked the talk. You haven't walked the walk whatsoever. He sounds like somebody that's trying to, I mean, the media is clearly, the reporters there, they do a great job. The way that it came off to me, especially just hearing it back, doesn't it sound like Matt Canada is trying to talk to us as if we don't watch the games? As if we don't know the job that he is doing is under a microscope. I think he's well aware is that he is under the microscope compared to any coordinator in football right now. It seems like he just wanted to explain so much, and he went back to the first game, and here's the problem here. And I don't want to say he's making excuses, but he's pointing out pretty much everything that has gone wrong, everything that could be better, why did the conversation with CBS go the way it was, and basically just blaming CBS for the way that everything was quoted. Well, how does he evaluate Kenny Pickett?
I think he's doing a lot different. He has great command of the offense. He knows where he wants to go with the ball, knows what he wants to do. I got great faith that we're going to start seeing those things happen really, really soon. And until we do, it doesn't matter. That's all that matters. We got to be there. But I think Kenny's play through the summer and through camp and all those times and at times in the games have been exactly what he wants and what we want. We have to be presented a better picture for him so he can be more consistent, so we can be more consistent, we can score more points.
Kenny Pickett was a full participant in practice yesterday. He's going to play against the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind he'll be out there. He's going to suit up, especially as a full participant. Bone bruise. There's a lot of questions if he was going to play this week. Do you want to push him to play this week? Him and Matt Canada are somewhat tied together. I'd say it's 70-30 Canada. Because we all know Matt Canada's contract's up. He'll be done. Goodbye. Hit the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. Kenny Pickett, though, we need to see something. This is the Ravens. This is Ravens week. You're in the kitchen of AFC North football, as Mike Tomlin likes to say. This is huge. If the Steelers don't win this game, and yes, they went 2-6 to start the year last year. If the Steelers don't win this game, kiss the division goodbye. I'm not saying the playoffs. You kiss the division goodbye. Cincinnati's 1-3. The Browns' offense is horrible. Their defense is top three in the league. Really good. What about that Myles Garrett guy, who TJ Watt is still better than? But Kenny Pickett, I think, knows, look, I gotta do some things here to save myself and to save Matt Canada. They worked at Pitt together. They have a good relationship. I think Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada truly like each other. And I've also noticed in the way Najee Harris was talking this week, those two, Canada and Harris, are very supportive of each other, and I think they're trying to pick both of each other up from off the ground, from off the carpet, where they have been laid by the media. And not just the media, by the fan base. I'd say more so the fans and the national viewpoint compared to just the general media. But Matt Canada's getting crushed. Najee Harris is, by many people's presumption, a bust and somebody who is not performing it the way he needs to. Well, Najee had his best week of the year last week. He played really well. He was the best player on the Steelers' offense. And he went out of his way this week to pick up Matt Canada, to compliment him, and to basically say, look, us players need to make plays. We need to be the ones that go out there and execute. It's not just all on Matt Canada calling the plays. The plays are called, but we as players, as individuals overall in the collective, need to be the ones that make the plays to get the job done. So yeah, I mean, I don't think Matt Canada is a good offensive coordinator. You don't think Matt Canada is a good offensive coordinator. I don't think the players truly believe that Matt Canada is a good offensive coordinator, but they can't say that. They can't put themselves in a worse position. And that's the side that really everybody's taking. If you ask somebody internally, if you have a one-on-one, off-the-record conversation with one of these guys, I don't have any insider knowledge on this, but, I mean, if you were Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris, and Pat Freiermuth in a room, and you're just talking amongst yourselves, I'm sure there is a little bit of discussion like, hey, yeah, this Matt Canada guy isn't the best. Like, yeah, but we got to try to make a dire situation as good we can. Because our butts are on the line. Pat Freiermuth is having his worst year by far in the NFL. Najee Harris, all these conversations about the running back market, he's going to be up for a contract soon. And Kenny Pickett is looking to try to prove he's the guy. He's the franchise guy, which as the days go on, I'm less and less sure of. I think he's tied in with Matt Canada, and that doesn't help. We need to see something from him, and I commend Pickett from going out there this week, and he's probably going to play. The time is 5:34. It's time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. Well, Pitt football isn't going great, but Pitt volleyball is going great. And I'll tell you about where you can hear Pitt volleyball tonight. Coming up, Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.